Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, share password. Love it when that happens. When it's like share password and you're like, oh. Okay.
What, have you done that? Have you just shared it?
I have.
What with me?
Yeah.
So what do I do now?
We're now on the Wi-Fi.
What, am I just on it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't write it in.
Oh. Well, does it say you're on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We're on the Wi-Fi. How cool is that? That's tech right there. Technology.
So do I still have to write it in?
No. We're on the Wi-Fi. Me, you're worse than my dad.
Okay.
The little turn of the neck. Okay. We're in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guys, this is really important. Pete's got his ankles out. Oh my God, look at your little pasty ankles.
They're not pasty.
Like little piglet trotters.
Why have you got grass stains on your knees?
Do I?
What the f*** have you been doing?
Oh yeah, I do. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest of best pals, Peter James Jonathan Joseph James Wicks and Sam Thompson.
It is just Peter James Wicks. I will be swearing. If you don't like that, go f*** yourself. There is booze available to me. However, yes, I said however. I am not drinking today.
Why is that? Just on a health kick?
Yeah, I'm just on a health kick. I don't drink on Fridays now.
Can I say something to you? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway, but your eyes look so blue at the moment. Yeah, don't they just? Like ocean blue. Yeah.
Okay. So this
You've
is the bonus episode.
Beard.
I have trimmed my beard, yeah. It's very short at the minute.
Yeah, but I like
it's
it.
It's been for a long time.
I know.
This is Thursday's episode, so that is the bonus. So you can watch this on Sunday, and obviously Monday's episode, which is the main episode, you can watch on Fridays when that comes out on YouTube. So make sure you follow us, rate, review, do all that crap. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Snappy C and TikTok at Staying Relevant Podcast. Mm-hmm. And we might as well do it because it pisses some people off and some people love it. Because it's Monday,
Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
And again, but just from the crew.
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
I'm like a conductor of idiots. It's great. obviously, this being the bonus episode, it's all about you. So we need you to write in with your dilemmas, letters and all that sort of stuff. And if you are going to send us stuff, then send it to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Shall we crack the fuck on?
Let's crack on. Let's dive into
Sam
this.
Sam wearing the infamous purple hoodie.
I am. I actually did think that when I put it on. I went, I know I'm going to get rinsed for this, but it's a lovely hoodie.
Purple hoodie and grass stains.
Oh, I'm actually wearing the exact same outfit.
This is date night outfit.
This is date night. Yeah. Not that bad, is it?
No, you look fucking awful.
No, I don't. That's not true.
Also, whilst we're doing this, because we're going to do it on every kind of episode, but as this is the bonus one where it's about you, we also need you for the live show. So if you're going to the live show, we want to hear from you, because there's a chance we may need you to take part. So we want good stories, things that might happen that are embarrassing, basically anything that makes you sound like a complete cock. We want to know about it.
Yeah.
So again, staying relevant at Insanity HQ for that. You may also be on stage at some point. So just make an effort to look nice and don't get too drunk.
No, do get drunk. We love it when you're drunk.
No, do get drunk because I'll be fucking...
Yeah, get hammered. I might even have a tipple.
So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, because I go wild.
Sam having a tipple.
And we are going to do this, by the way. I am, and I'm not going to look at Pete because I know what he's going to say, but I am going to try and crowd surf. Yeah, I've decided. I actually had a dream about it. I'm going to dive into the crowd at the live show. I'm going to tell them I'm doing it first. I'm going to like give them a pre-warning and be like, guys, I'm going to dive in.
I am just going to put this out there. It's not going to happen.
It is going to happen. I'm going to ask their permission first. So I'm going to be like, guys, I would love to do a crowd surf. Like, how do you feel about that? And if they go, yeah, then I'm going to dive in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything to say because I have discussed this already with you that there, it's not a mosh pit.
Yeah.
They're not close enough together to be able to carry you because there are seats in between, so there's going to be a bit of distance. And if you do get sort of a weak fuck, then chance you're going to be dropped on a chair and either decapitated or just winded.
I'm going to try. I am going to try. I can't wait.
Okay. While Sam's doing that, I will be on my way to the after party. Which, by the way, I'm getting an awful lot of messages from people wanting to come out for after-party drinks with me.
No way.
Yeah, I seem to be getting a lot of people saying that they're coming to different venues. Where is the after-party? I really want to have a drink with you.
All shall be revealed.
Yeah, I am absolutely not telling any of you.
Oh, my God. So this is why I love... Oh, I've got to stop screeching.
No, I've told you before. I've got
I know you have, but this is why our listeners are so brilliant. So we have been sent in... Yes, we have been sent in by our beautiful listeners a video... of Pete crowd surfing. This is going to be amazing.
I've not even seen it. Let's have a look.
You're on someone's back.
Let me have a look.
You're jumping around on someone's back. You're loving it.
That's not crowd surfing. You want to see actual crowd surfing?
You're loving it.
That was halfway. That was after the crowd surf.
Whose shoulders are you on?
One of the security guys. The actual crowd surf, if you want, I'll show you. And that's where I'm getting punched in the dick. How do I do this?
Do you know what? Pete on a night out, just honestly, it's like you're like a contrast of a human. Like, you're sat here, he's a little bit like moody and he's a bit like whatever. Get into one of them clubs, he's bouncing and going like this on someone's shoulders. It's wild.
This is the actual crowd surf. I was in a car park in Wales, but that's the actual crowd surf. That bit was the bit after where I'd got to the back and then needed to come back to the front. So the security guard got on his back and then just I spent 20 minutes just stealing drinks from people, really, as I go.
While sat on someone's shoulders.
High-fiving people and whatnot.
My so favourite thing.
That was the aftermath of the crowd surf.
My favourite thing of that is the guy on the mic going, yee-haw! It used to be so fun.
So I am still very fun.
In a different way.
Well, I'm old now.
Yeah, well, exactly. You've gone up an age bracket and that always changes things, doesn't
it? But I'm still fun. What do you mean I'm not fun?
You're fun in like, you know, when the old guy sits on his rocking chair and talks about yesteryear. Like, that's, your stories are great.
Oh, all right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to crowd surf then. Staying relevant.
There we go.
I'm still fucking fun.
Let's do it. We'll both crowd surf. And then we'll meet in the middle and touch hands.
Right, should we just do this bonus episode? Because we've just waffled again about nothing. But I am still fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, and he's back.
I just want everyone to be aware of that because we've gone off topic there. And as you know, I like...
He likes structure.
Structure.
As our Peter.
So, listener letters. Here we go. From Lucy. Subject, canvas of Pete for sale on Facebook Marketplace. Hi, I could not share this with you. It looks like Pete is no longer fitting with this family's home decor.
Wow.
What do you mean? That's... Well, that's it. That's...
Well, thank you for giving it home, Lucy. We really appreciate it. Someone had that in their gaff and they sent it in. Come on.
Who the fuck has got a picture of me?
Oh, I just kissed it. What has been on there?
I just had a balayage done.
I remember this really well. I knew you at this point.
God, I've aged terribly.
You have. See, that's when you were fun.
So, sorry, is there a backstory to this? Is that literally...
There's a lot of Pete memorabilia flying around at the moment. Where's the Sam memorabilia?
That is... I don't even know what to say about that.
How sweet is that?
It's weird. How much was someone selling for this for?
A fiver!
£5.
A fiver for
we're
this?
We're going up in the world. Gone up £2 and a penny.
That was charity shop. And this is Facebook Marketplace.
Wonderful. So, I am, weirdly, because I'm now going on to listener letter number two from Alice. Subject, Marketplace Pete Pick. Hi, guys. Love the pod. In addition to Charity Shop Pete, we now have Marketplace Pete. I've sent them a message. We'll see what they say, as I think £5 is a bit much. Is that for that?
Oh,
two people spotted it.
This is amazing. So we've gone viral. So basically what's happened here, just to let the audience know, right? We've had two lovely ladies who are listeners who have spotted a Pete Wicks canvas on Facebook Marketplace.
So, no, hold on a second. So Lucy and Alice both noticed this, but neither of them sent this. Because what I've got down here is Alice actually arranged for us to pick the canvas up from Andover from a lovely lady called Debbie.
Sorry, one of you went and picked this up? Charlotte, you legend!
So let me get this right, because this is slightly blowing my mind. Lucy and Alice noticed a picture. all right, that was being sold on Facebook Marketplace.
From
Alice
Devin.
Then arranged for you, Chaz, to go and pick up on a Saturday from Andover this picture from the lady who was selling it, who I imagine is called Debbie.
So producer Charlotte went and picked this up from an older lady called Debbie. Now, when I say old lady, she's, you know, I would imagine in the latter 60s, probably north. So producer Charlotte said probably north. So you appear, we always knew you appealed, though, to the slightly older generation. Debbie, we are so grateful that you were, well, that you were selling this.
Debbie, I'm just going to point. Listen, Debbie, at one point in your life, you had great taste. The fact you've got rid of it, slightly disappointing. However, thank you.
Do you know what I love is that we always guessed that was his demographic.
I have said for a long time that I appeal to an older lady because they like a little bit rough. So it's the mums and nans and the what do you call them? Boomers.
Yeah, I'll pass that. Is Gen it? X? Or, no, what's not Gen X. They're
all right.
World War II.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, if you survived a war, at least you can take... at least you can take some comfort in having my picture on your wall.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So what's happened in that little break, I don't know if we're going to show that, but it took three people to set up an easel and put this picture up. We've also found out some more facts from Chaz's trip. She made a day of it because she took the fiancé and dog. So if we can just imagine Chaz turning up to buy my canvas with her fiancé, who must have thought, what the fuck are we doing in Andover? And the dog going into an elderly lady's home to pay £5 for this. Did you tip?
And that, Charlotte, is why you're the best producer around. Round of applause for Charlotte, who has nothing better to do on a weekend than go and pick this up. And that
and actually,
is why we love you.
I feel like we should have a round of applause for Charlotte's fiancé for staying with you, I think, would be the first thing. So, round of applause. We also just found out a little bit of fact about where I was situated in Debbie's home.
Pride of place.
And it was on the bedroom wall.
It was.
Excellent. Well, so is that now staying up there?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
We're going to just keep going, man. This is amazing. Although I need something. Like, I think you should go to the youngers and see if any of the young'uns have me.
So, all right, let's do that. If you have any random pictures of Sam, and that doesn't mean, because I imagine all you young people that like Sam are just so happy to be famous or mention the podcast, that you'll just print off a picture and then go, I've had this in my room for a year, and it's just a picture you've printed off. No, I want someone to actually have some sort of canvas or some sort of Sam memorabilia hanging in their house that you are willing to sell to Chaz and her fiancé and dog.
I don't know... Like, I don't even care where I'm situated. As long as I'm situated somewhere in your abode.
Like, but it
I'm
needs not to be bothered. Real, because I feel like
why you're... do you think it's not real? People have met Sam memorabilia. Silence. Full-blown fucking silence there. Wow.
Listener dilemma next up. Sam, would you like to read this?
Listener letter. Here we go. It's from Caris. Carrie. Carrie's. Carrie's. It's a C... with an Aries there. I'm going with Carries. It's Carries, isn't it?
I'm just enjoying this.
Or is it a silent C? Is it Ceres? No, it's Carries. Right. I'm making a decision. We're going Carries. Afternoon, guys. I definitely don't need therapy after listening to you guys. Absolutely class.
To be honest with you, that was weird. I imagine most people would need therapy after this, not the other way around. So I don't know why you are.
Why are you doing that? Because I've been told by so many people that we put a smile on people's faces, especially when they're running. Yeah, yeah. Or they're on the commute. People love it. And they always go, oh, and then I start laughing. So we make people laugh. We're actually, but we're not the joke. We're not the joke, but we make people laugh.
They're laughing with us, not at us.
Anyway, Carey's. I've moved home and the walls are proven very thin. Lately, there's strange sexual noises, banging coming from next door, but only on certain nights.
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
I only noticed as it's always on the night of my next day off work. Now, I'm finding myself turning my TV up very loudly. I would have thought she would have noticed the volume of my TV. There is a man that's coming out early hours, but it's not next door's husband or partner. Oh my God, someone's cheating. Do I ask her just one-to-one to shut the fuck up and I don't want to hear her, or do I just do nothing? Thanks, guys. Oh, no, I'd go in and be like, I'm so sorry, but where's the fiancé? Partner?
No, you wouldn't.
Fucking right.
You
or I would do what I keep seeing on TikTok at the moment, and I would go, have you seen these things where they ring the Ring doorbell and they leave a note on the Ring doorbell and they go, hi, my name's Jonathan, I live next door, look, you don't know me, but you know, guy to guy, basically your wife's having an affair, it wasn't from me, but I keep seeing the car coming in. That's what I would do, because then you're being a good Samaritan for the boys. What would you do? You're the geezer coming out. That's your issue.
Just let him live. No, listen, obviously, like, if it's disrupting you, then you speak to him. You don't mention that it's not the husband. We'll go around that. I've noticed that you seem to be very loud when having sex, and I've also noticed it ain't your husband.
Fuck, mate, how that cool is that?
That doesn't need to be in. Just tell her to shut the fuck up, basically, but you just don't need to mention the fact that it's not the husband. Stay, don't get involved.
Oh, I love it, gossip.
No, you can't get involved in them things because, listen, good people make bad decisions.
Oh, no, but we love it. Me and Zara call it gossip. Yeah, yeah, we love it. If that was our next gossip. But we doing it in our own way.
Go on.
Gossip. If I called Zara now,
do you and Zara ever talk to each other in your actual accents?
Yeah, just not all the time. And but if we were next door neighbours, oh my God, the field day I would be having. I'd be leading over
the fence.
It would
be a nightmare if it was your next door neighbours, because that's your sister. Okay. So I can't imagine that would be a great one for you. And I can't imagine you'd go around and be like, no, that's not Ryan.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Gossip. But I would. If it wasn't my sister, it was the other neighbour, right, who I get along with really well as well, then I'd be peering over that fence. I can't tell you. I'd be like, oh my God, you'll never be in there again.
But that makes you a peeping Tom. So, and I think that then that makes it even more complicated, because then what you've got is you've got someone having an affair while someone watches, and then that makes it very weird. Does she come over and say, listen, I wish you'd stop, you know, watching me have sex with the partner that isn't my husband?
I just think that you've got to say something.
I think say something about the fact that it's noisy.
No, you need to get your sleep,
and if you've got work and shit, but I would probably stay away from the fact that she is being double-dicked.
Karis, you legend. What I would do if I were you is I would literally make it, I'd do a subliminal. I'd be like, or I'd go to the hubby. So what I'd do, right, is I would go to husband and be like, hi, I'm really sorry, thinking it was him, and be like, hi, I'm really sorry, this is really awkward. But like,
every Monday, Thursday, Friday and Sunday, the noise of you having sex is just so loud. Yeah. I'm at work on those days.
Oh, no. Mm. What have I done?
Are you? Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, see, that's less, because then you can just play fucking
subliminal.
Yeah, well, it's not subliminal. You're just playing innocent.
Yeah, exactly. Because then,
not particularly subliminal.
And you see his face.
In fact, it's kind of the opposite.
And you see his face. So when he goes like this, he goes, well, and you're like, oh. Yeah, it's just that when you're, you know, you're quite loud.
I feel like you've come away from the problem, which is that it's very noisy, and you're just now interested in the gossip.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Is that, did I do it
the
right?
The gossip.
Yeah. But yeah, so actually, yeah, two options then. Don't mention the fact that she's getting fucked by someone else that's not her husband, and just mention the noise, or go to the husband and ask him to keep it down on the nights that he's not there.
Question for you, Pete. All right, let's just do a little bit of role play before we move on.
It's not me.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. You are Carey's, right? And she, and I'm the husband.
She's not even Carey.
And I'm the husband, right? So I'm walking to my car to go for a day's work, right? I'm going to my realtor job. I'm going, open the car door.
Realtor? This is in LA, is it?
Well, I don't know.
Your state agent.
Okay, going to my state agent job, right? And I go into the car, beep, beep, opens up, because he's got
a special car.
He's got a BMW, I reckon. Okay. And so he gets the door open.
They're notorious for the bup, bup.
And then you come out. What are you saying to me? Oh, hi, Pete. Your grass is looking a little bit dicey. Do you want to use the mower 3000?
I mean, you're doing it. You've asked me, and you're doing it for yourself.
Well, no, because I'm just treating you like a normal neighbour.
So who am I?
You're the neighbour. You're
Carey. The boop boop. Oh, right. Yeah, no, the grass is fucked. But I'll tell you what else is fucked, your wife.
Serious.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad I ran into you. I've got something I just want to talk to you about. It's a little bit delicate. But you make a lot of noise on the nights that I'm supposed to be going to work. You know, it's always on my days off. It's on a Monday, a Thursday, Friday and a Sunday. You
know, at these times, which is when I know you're at work.
And we all like to have fun. But if you could just keep it down. Well, I'm not home at those. Oh, no, then you do that.
Yeah. But I'm not home at those times. What does it sound like?
Oh, look, you know, don't worry. It's nothing.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Listen,
my
nothing
soul.
To do with me. I don't know. I just assumed that you'd be home because it sounded like, you know. But I must be wrong. It just seems to have happened regularly every time. On those days for the past number of weeks. And I just wanted you to keep it down. But if you're not there, then I must be mistaken.
Fucking hell.
Storming anyway,
straight back in.
Have a
house.
Lovely day. Bye.
Fucking started. Margaret! Get out here now! Can't believe that. That's one of the best listener letters I think we've ever had.
That's
well
a good
done,
one.
Carey's.
Yeah. Well done, Carey's.
How would you say it?
Carey's.
You said that was so much plum, and now it sounds right. Carys.
Because it is right, isn't it?
Yeah. Carys.
Yeah.
No, because it'd be an I.
Yeah, if you spelt it with an I, it would be an I. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Carys, for your listen. It does sound right. Carys, thank you so much.
Because
and I'm sorry
right.
for calling you Carys.
Anyway, yeah, thank you. Enjoyed that one. Good.
Fucking brilliant.
Good.
Spot on.
Be a Carys.
Yeah.
I like that. Well done. Right, that's it for the bonus episode. That's been a delightful one. It's mostly been about Debbie and Carys.
Your lips look so full in that, by the way. Have you noticed that? They look so full.
But you know what? I have got really good lips.
No, you're not anymore.
I've actually got really good lips.
No, no, your lips look good there.
Well, no, listen, you're only saying this because you don't have a top lip.
They look
lip.
Thin. I do have a top lip.
You don't have a top
I
lip.
I do have a top
no,
lip.
No, it's pathetic.
What do you mean?
No.
Someone told me this before.
Yeah, you don't have a top lip.
Yeah, yeah, I go from teeth to moustache.
And do you know what's...
like that.
I always know when it's something that hits home with you because you get defensive quick.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
I have been told that. I need to... Maybe I'll get some filler.
No, because that didn't go well for you last time, did it?
Shut up.
Anyway, thank you for listening to Staying Relevant. It's been delightful. Enjoyed that bonus episode. Make sure you watch this on Sunday when it comes out. Tomorrow, you'll be able to watch Monday's episode, which is the main episode, which is a really good one. So, yeah, anything you want to say?
Well, I've just really enjoyed this bonus episode. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like it's been one of our highlights, actually, of the week. So, yeah I've really enjoyed myself. We've now got an added Pete sort of memorabilia. It's kind of stacking up a little bit. And almost encroaching onto my side. So I think we need to do
well,
something.
Well, we can just take it down. I'm not...
No, we should
I
have
mean,
it.
You put it up. All of you put it up. I couldn't give a fuck if
we
it's there
We do have
or not.
An easel, though. And we don't have a screen anymore, so we've just got Pete.
Yeah, this worries me, because I feel like it's just going to start being...
Why do you not do balayages anymore?
Why? Because if you see there, I look fucking stupid.
No, you used to love a balayage.
And also, I mean, this was a good few years ago. The hairline is really good there.
It is good there. It's fucking gone terribly recently,
isn't it? Really bad, isn't it? Mm. We've really,
that
both of
lips.
Us. Because weirdly enough, actually, with your hair today specifically, because it looks even more straw, it's very thin at the front as well.
No!
So it's not as bad as mine at the front, but we just thought yours was going at the back. But I am seeing scalp. And I don't know if it's because the light's right above your head.
I think it is.
Anyway, we'll discuss this after. But make sure you rate, review, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snappy C.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Are we still doing Snappy C?
We are doing Snappy C.
We are still doing it. We are still doing it. So just, yeah, do all of that.
We're not making any money on it. We're doing it.
And also, you've been a bit slow on the reviews, you lazy fuckers. So if you could write some more reviews, that would be great because we enjoy reading them. Because sometimes they're funny.
I really like them. I really like him. Thank you guys so much. We love you. And I'm feeling really good.
Yeah, bye.
Great. All right, see you later. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.